Hi there! You're watching a short series of basic questions about Spiritism. Are there any books in Spiritism? There are many books in Spiritism, but there are five main books in Spiritism. The first book of Spiritism is the Spirit's Book. The Spirit's Book was first published in 1857, and it has this name because it is a book by the spirits and from the spirits. It was written by the spirits through various mediums, and the information received was analyzed, organized by Allan Kardec, who compiled all information from the spirits into a single book. The Spirit's Book is divided into four parts. The first part is titled Primary Causes, which discusses the beginning of everything, and it studies about the existence and nature of God. The second part is titled The Spirit World or the World of the Spirits, and describes with logic and reasoning the afterlife, reincarnation as a natural law, what happens when we dream, the relationship of the spirits with the physical world, the influence of the spirits in our everyday lives, family ties, how someone plans their reincarnation, and so on. The third part is called The Moral Laws, and describes in great details what are the laws which govern our moral lives and the obligations we all have towards one another. The fourth part refers to our current state of being and the consequences of our actions in the afterlife. It gives unparalleled reasons to avoid suicide, ways we can deal with ingratitude, our ideal attitude when a loved one dies, and the hope that we can all have in our future. After the publication of the Spirit's Book, all the four books were published in order to further develop the materials discussed in the four parts of the Spirit's Book. In 1861, the medium's book came to life, and its main purpose was to develop the ideas brought in the second part of the Spirit's Book about the spiritual world. The medium's book is an incomparable source of knowledge on the safe and moral practice of mediumship. Then, in 1864, Allan Kardec published The Gospel According to His Spiritism, which demonstrates that Jesus is the perfect guide and model for humanity. This third book is mainly concerned about the moral teachings of Jesus Christ and how we should apply it to achieve inner peace and free ourselves from suffering. The fourth book was published in 1865, and it is titled Heaven and Hell. This book brings the reader real accounts of those who died, or in Spiritist terms, disincarnated. These spirits came back to relate the events of their afterlife, their state of mind, and where they are on the other side, to show us the concrete example of the consequences of our actions after the body dies. These communications are divided in three categories. Communications of inferior spirits, which are from those who, while in the physical body, did evil things. Communications from ordinary spirits, which are from those who are not involved in any evil things, but at the same time never fully apply themselves to grow spiritually. The third category of communications are from highly evolved spirits, who are those individuals who solely dedicated themselves for the betterment of humankind. The book Heaven and Hell is the factual information of the consequences of our actions in the afterlife. The last book, Genesis, was published in 1868 and broadens the information discussed in part one of the Spirit's Book in relation to creation, the nature of the universe, and the prophecies about the future of humankind found in the Gospels. we cannot emphasize enough the importance of these 5 books. They are the instructional manuals which will guide us to fulfill the purpose of our existence, the achievement of perfection.